As we go forward, we'll continue to look at the range of ways we can help our Ukrainian friends achieve their universal rights and the security, prosperity, and dignity that they deserve. Today I'm announcing a series of measures that will continue to increase the costs on Russia and on those responsible for what is happening in Ukraine.
And so it goes. Let the sanctions begin. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. And we start with what happened in the Crimea. The fact that the people, 95% of them, overwhelmingly vote to go the way of Mother Russia or break from the Ukraine. Now it's Putin who is going to talk about embracing the peninsula. And Putin pretty much is ignoring the Obama sanctions that you just heard. In fact, some of his cronies who are affected by this, not Putin himself, but some of his cronies who have been told that their assets would be frozen in the United States and they could not come to the United States, are tweeting out, "Comrade Obama, do you think we all have land in the United States and assets?" The former ambassador to the UN from the U.S. says the sanctions against Russia are so weak that it's embarrassing, that it does nothing to dissuade Putin from moving in on other pieces of territory in the Ukraine. Kiev would be the goal, I would assume. So the sanctions ultimately only freeze some of the Russians, about 11 of them, well, if you wanted to look at all the numbers. And certainly not the big boys, the economic powerhouse businessmen of Russia. Bolton says that this response just says, emboldens Putin to get a government in the Ukraine that's subservient to whatever he wants and reinforces to Putin that he's got all the cards. He's got the upper hand. And he can continue to do what he's doing. So what would be the solution? How about stopping their banks from doing business in the United States, freezing every asset that the Treasury Department can find, and really clamping down on Russia? But then, whose interest would that hurt? Some of the people in America. So that's not going to happen. So the Cold War is on the side of Putin at this point. If this is the Cold War Part 2, he's winning it. For the rest of the Ukraine, let's see what happens. Because at this point, if there was intimidation, and we had a report from the Ukraine from Zach Badorf, which you'll be able to see at AmericaTonight.net, what you missed, coming up later this week, but he was on the show with us, and he talked about the intimidation factor, certainly to the journalists who were trying to report what was happening on the referendum, and people who were voting, even though overwhelmingly the people were pro-Russia. We're waving that flag. And that's pretty much what the vote was about. So we're still playing the waiting game. Speaking of playing the waiting game, hop on board this story with me. The Malaysian airplane plot thickens, looking at the suicide as a possible motive. That's now how it's being built. That maybe, and this has been talked about before, that maybe the last words, "all right, good night," were prophetic in the sense that they meant this is the end of this. That this would be the last thing on tape. And he was going to take the plane out. We know the plane vanished from air traffic control screens off of Malaysia's east coast less than an hour after taking off from Kuala Lumpur. They think that someone on board shut off the communication systems. We know that. We know that the police are going through the backgrounds of the pilots, the flight crew, and the ground staff for any clue as to what the motive could be. And they've been asked about the possibility if suicide by the pilot or co-pilot was any kind of a line of inquiry that they're looking at. And they say they are looking at it, but was only one possibility. However, we certainly know the pilots, the focus on the pilots had to be because of their knowledge to be able to disable the system in the plane. Flicking the switch in the cockpit, turning off the system. That it would have to be somebody who had knowledge of that. So it is the mystery that fills our conversations at least once or twice during the day, I guarantee. In your circles, people are talking about it as to, what about the cell phones? What about the passenger cell phone use? That's pretty baffling, too. How come if something crazy was going on, seemed odd, why wouldn't anybody try to use their phones? Why didn't the passengers or flight attendants try to call someone on the ground with their cell phone? Emails, social postings, anything. And they're looking for that. They haven't been able to find a thing. Nothing. No evidence of any kind of communication from the plane. They're checking. They say there are millions of records for them to process, but they're checking them. Remember, passengers on the hijacked flights during September 11th, remember that, on that fateful day, they called their loved ones from the cell phones. But in the 12 years since then, technology has really improved. So how many people have access to a cell phone? They would have had access to a cell phone. So what are the plausible reasons that they wouldn't be able to do that? Depressurizing the cabin, going up 45,000 feet shortly after they lost contact with the ground, so then that would happen because the people would be unconscious within seconds at that altitude. So, or the plane was flying too high of an altitude for cell phones to get a signal. But the report was, remember, the plane was flying very low at around 5,000 feet. And nobody used a cell phone. Nobody called anyone. Very strange. The 45,000 feet, that makes sense. The cell phone thing, it doesn't add up. I mean, it just seems crazy. But that would be the way to kill passengers so they wouldn't overtake you for whatever you were going to do. And then there is kind of a cockamamie theory that's been floated around that the plane was landed and then the passengers were transported to some other state like Somalia. Kind of a Sully, what he did on the Hudson, but doing it on the Indian Ocean, which is smooth as a baby's behind, they say, between monsoon seasons, so it would be an easier landing. Seems so unlikely to me. I don't know. You got any theories? You want to throw in your 2 cents? You can. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Walks further down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the side of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. I'm gonna get you to another one bites the dust.
If you want to float a theory about the missing plane, you can, 855-266-5283, or hit me up at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in, just like that, like the hammer. The hammer says, Kate, I have heard so many cockamamie, ridiculous theories and conspiracies on what happened to the 777. Truly, I think the most plausible thing that happened here is, in fact, that the passengers were knocked unconscious, if you will, by the climbing in altitude. That makes sense. And then perhaps, with the passengers gone, this pilot and co-pilot landed the plane somewhere, and we're going to hear about it and see photographs and whatnot coming out in the near future, or purposely taking the plane out, and it is also a terroristic thing, and it's like a suicide mission. I think those are the two things that probably are the most plausible, but then again, who knows? It is almost funny, and I am drawn to it like a moth to a flame. We can't help it when something like this happens. I think the story just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. The longer there is no trace of this Malaysian jet, do you think they'll ever find it? Well, there's the billion-dollar question. Do I think they'll ever find it? I hope they do, for the sake of the families who are just distraught beyond what you and I can imagine. So it seems like a routine thing, just a long flight. Okay, boom, you're going from Kuala Lumpur to China, get on the plane, that's it. Hey, we're ready to go. No, you're just not thinking that. Are you thinking that? No. And, you know, was it taken to be a weapon? That's another theory that's out there. Okay, boom, steal the jet. This is a 777. Are you kidding me? Now we got our hands on a 777. Where are we taking this baby? Boy, I hope not. Is it possible? All these things are possible. I mean, they're possible. It just is so odd that there is no trace, but they were knocked by switching off the equipment that bought them time. So that's why some of these things that seem so cockamamie could be plausible and even possible. But boy, it'd be something to hide that plane to use as a weapon. Put it down somewhere and then use it to turn it around eventually. Once it gets back up in the air, then eventually it would be traced. So hide it and then have the access to, I don't know. It could be more the look what we did kind of thing, and then you see a feed of this eventually, because look at all those people that would have been killed in that flight. But now it disappeared March 8th over the Indian Ocean. They're combing through the pilot and co-pilot's home, going through phone records, anything they can find now with all the other passengers on the manifest as well, seeing if there were other problems, links to terrorism, personal problems, psychological issues, all of that. Mostly focused on the pilots and the crew members and the ground crew. And finding the plane, that's what they keep saying. The defense minister, the Malaysian defense minister, keeps saying the number one focus is finding the missing plane. And not, they're not ruling out that they could find it intact. So they're not just giving up on that while the search goes in a different direction. They're not saying that that's, you know, let's focus on all aspects of this, but we got 239 people. Let's focus also on the plane, not forgetting the plane, because if we can get it, that's what we want to get it back, especially if there are people on it, if there's a way to save some people. That seems highly unlikely, though. But think of all the scenarios. Are those people on that plane alive? I would not be holding out great hope for that. It'd be terrific if they found it and that was the case, but I don't think so. It's just too many days away. The idea of going up to the higher altitude seems so likely. Of everything, that is a very good possibility and makes sense, because how do you avoid, one, the whole cell phone thing, people jumping on the cell phones, and what would happen from that? You shut the people up when they're not noticing it. And that's what happens. All of a sudden, gradually, boom, then they're there, and it's seconds. Seconds. And that's very possible that could have happened. Oh, by the way, while all this talk is in your backyard and mine about this Malaysian flight, there was a Delta flight from Orlando that, thank goodness, landed safely in Atlanta after they had an emergency because of a missing wing panel. Oh, and when you see the plane, I was looking at the plane today. Oh, clearly, it's like it looks like it has a gash in it. They say that what happened is it landed about a little after 7 o'clock on Sunday. It was a 757. It stopped on the runway, and it was towed to the gate. It was a 4 foot by 8 foot panel from one of the wings was missing. They're investigating it, and no injuries were reported, so, you know, that's the good thing. But how frightening is that? Imagine having that seat over the wing. Oh, look, I'm looking out over the wing. There appears to be a missing panel. I mean, did it fly off in the middle of the flight? Of course, it would have to be something that happened in flight. Because if they're taking off, you know, pushing back from the gate, you would notice that. They check the plane before it leaves. I mean, it looks like a big gash. It's just the panel's missing, but you can clearly see it. So it would have I would assume, would have had to come off in flight. And that's why they got it down. Got it down as soon as they could, because as big as that is, who knows the kind of control that they would be missing. And then that's the whole idea of having the plane towed in, right? It seems like lately there's a couple of crazy things that are happening. And let's throw this one in for good measure. There was an earthquake in Los Angeles. So it was 4.4. What does that mean? It was 2 miles or so from Encino, to kind of give you an idea if you know a little bit about the West Coast. To give you a better idea, think of L.A. You just see some tall buildings in the middle. And it would be downtown, so it would be about 15 miles sort of west, northwest-ish of there where it was centered. That makes a big difference where it's centered. And it happened right before 6:30 in the morning, so curtains swayed, some things fell off of shelves, no reports of injuries, dogs were shivering, because pets really feel that, and it shook people up, as it does when that happens, and then there was aftershocks, about 5 of them or so, and there were people on the air, so when they're on the air doing the television morning news, they duck under the set while it happens, because they can feel that trembling, and they think that probably you're looking at the Santa Monica Mountains. That would be the location, and the Santa Monica Mountains stretch west kind of through Malibu to Ventura County, so they stretch pretty far. It's 40 miles long, that range, and it's old. It's been there for a long time. And it's kind of odd. I don't know that I've ever heard about the Santa Monica Mountains being that central area for that. In fact, I think it's the first time, at least since I've been doing this, that I know of that. And whenever you hear about these quakes in Southern California, it takes a long time to they start to look at it to see if something's changed. Is there... It seems like there's like an earthquake drought, and people get lulled into a sense of security, and then all of a sudden, boom, they get hit with one just like that. March Madness has hit us right between the eyes. A lot of people filling out brackets. You have to have it done before Thursday or very early Thursday morning. So RJ Bell from pregame.com, this guy is hilarious. He breaks it all down next on America Tonight.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one.
Madness, and if you're filling out a bracket, I think everyone I bumped into keeps asking me for tips of all people about how to win $1 billion. So who better than our pal RJ Bell from pregame.com to pop on with us and chat about it. Hey, RJ, how you been?
Great. You know, this is, I always enjoy this time of year because I get to connect, you know, for the Super Bowl, for March Madness, with some of my longtime radio favorites, Kate. And we've been doing this now, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, 5 or 6 years. Unbelievable. You know, people are talking about the number ones, Florida, Arizona, Wichita State, Virginia. And some people think that perhaps Villanova got ripped off. And initially I thought that, but upon review, I've changed my mind and I think they got it right with the number one. What do you think?
You know, from a Vegas perspective, I don't spend a lot of time worrying about that. When I look at, and that's what kind of makes it different for me, is I'm thinking, how do I make money? That's how Vegas thinks. That's how I'm thinking. And, you know, I can be a fan, too. And for me, I'm not a huge college basketball fan. I think some of the rule changes this year, especially, you know, the whole NCAA, it's just, there's so much hypocrisy there that it's hard to be a hardcore fan. I'm a huge Steeler fan. I love the NFL, and I really root with my heart in that case. But when it comes to March Madness, it's about the dollars. I look at Villanova. They're 30-1 right now in Vegas. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 teams have better odds to win the title than Villanova. So I think, you know, that kind of gives you the Vegas perspective on Villanova.
Yeah, and breaking this down, of course, as you know, and looking at brackets and trying to pick winners, where's your best chance at finding the upsets and what seeds?
This is the best advice I can give. Let Vegas lead the way. Right now, you go to pregame.com, you click odds, you can see the odds on every game. Vegas is telling you Team A is favored by X over Team B. Why not use that? If you say, hey, I'm going to have one number 12 seed or two number 12s advance in the first round, why not see which one's getting 8 points and which one's getting 2 points? Because we know the team getting 2 points is going to have a much better chance of winning if you're only plus two versus if you're plus eight, you know, if you're a bigger underdog. So let me give you two examples. The number 9 seed Pitt is favored by 5.5 over Colorado. If you're not a bettor, you might not know that. So no matter if you're going to make a bet or not, go check the odds and say, wait a minute, Vegas, the sharpest of the sharp, is already saying Pitt's a clearly better team. Why wouldn't I pick the worst seed that's the better team? There's a second example of that. Oklahoma State, a 9 seed, is favored by 2.5 over Gonzaga. So let Vegas lead the way, either by having the worst seed be favored in two cases, or by seeing which, hey, listen, maybe you want to do a 15 seed. You really want to take a chance. Find out which one is the smallest underdog and let that guide the way.
You're right. Great advice to do that, to check it out. And you can check out all the lines. As RJ said, go to pregame.com. For this tournament, I mean, it's huge from the betting perspective. How much is wagered, you know, estimated on this NCAA tournament?
Because most of the betting and worldwide, the estimate is 99% of it happens outside of Vegas, and most of that is not regulated, we can only estimate. But by the best estimates possible, there's more money bet on March Madness, on the NCAA tournament, than the Super Bowl. Now, Super Bowl is just one game, and the NCAA tournament's multiple games, but still, that Super Bowl is the biggest one-day event in American sports, and the fact that the NCAA tournament in aggregate combined is bigger really is a strong statement. We estimate, and again, it's an estimate, $12 billion with a B is bet worldwide on the NCAA tournament, and we estimate over 100 million people will take part in bracket contests.
Wow, 100 million people. And I said this when I introduced you. People are, Warren Buffett just, you know, it was like chumming the waters when he threw out that $1 billion thing. So I think even more people are going to jump on this. But what are the odds of the perfect bracket? Not really great.
Oh, my gosh, this is some fun stuff. Just lean back, Kate. I'm going to do about 60, 70 seconds here. You relax. Here's the odds. 9.2 quintillion to 1 is the possible number of brackets. Now, what's quintillion? Because I got to be honest, I didn't know what it was before I did this math. It's the number 9 followed by 18 zeros. 18 zeros. It's 9 trillion times a million. It's a million times bigger than 9 trillion. Now, let's quantify that in a couple different ways. If everyone on the planet each filled out a bracket randomly, the odds are over 1 billion to 1 against anyone having a perfect bracket. If one bracket were filled out per second, boom, 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 it would take 292 billion years to fill out all possible brackets. By the way, that's 20 times longer than the universe has existed. If everyone on Earth filled out one bracket per second, everyone on Earth, 7 billion brackets a second, it would take 42 years to fill out every possible bracket. I think it gives you an idea that 9.2 quintillion is a massive number.
That is a massive number. So having said all that, which is a crazy math, do you think somebody wins this? Do you think so?
I'm going to bet you dinner next time you're in Vegas, Kate. I'm taking the no. I get the no.
And all right, I'm taking the yes.
I'm going to lay odds for you. I'll take hot dogs, and if you win, I'll buy you steak. So I'm actually laying odds.
I love that. Oh, that's crazy. So we're still going to do it anyway. People are still going to be hustled up and hustled into it. And then the people that normally will bet on this will go for it. And when you do the Vegas thing, is it better to, I mean, you know, there's parlays, there's all kinds of things. Is it better to parlay some of this or no, just go straight games?
the average bettor, the casual guy, the recreational guy, he wants to bet a little bit to win a lot. And because the sports books, Vegas knows that, they charge you a premium. It's almost like a lottery premium. Even though you might win $100 million in the lottery, it's such a bad bet relative to, let's say, a Vegas bet, because sometimes they hold like 50% of the lottery money. But if you're just laying 11 to 10 in football, you know, bet 11 to win 10, they're only holding less than 5%. So when you do play a 5-teamer, a 10-teamer for that big payoff, you're paying a bigger premium, and thus it's mathematically a worse bet.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Are there certain trends you see, because you're the best at this, in looking at these trends, as you get closer and closer, right, it gets easier when you get to Sweet 16, Elite 8, that kind of thing, because it's not so much upsets, right, then? There are certain trends?
Yeah, there's two ways to look at it. How far is the number one's going to go? Because that's really important, because they have the best chance to win it all. I mean, mathematically, that's certainly the case. And number two, what is the ceiling each round where a team worse than a certain seed just doesn't historically get there? Because remember, we can go all the way back to 1985 that we've had a 64-team tournament. And even though we have these playing games now, it's still functionally a 64-team tournament once it gets to Thursday. So let's look at the number ones. Most people know they've never lost in the first round. They've had 116 games in the modern era. They've lost zero. But also in the second round, they advance to the Sweet 16 88% of the time. So you want to be very conservative and rarely have a number one lose even before the Sweet 16. But here's the thing. 71% of number one seeds make it to the Elite Eight. So really, you want to have 3 out of 4 most of the time make it to the Elite Eight. Here's where you need to pivot, though, is if you look at making the Final Four, advance exactly 1 or 2 number one seeds. The Final Four has included exactly 1 or 2 number one seeds 23 of 29 years. So only 6 of 29 years has there ever been something different than 1 or 2. So if you advance 3, if you advance 4, like a lot of people do, they like the chalk, you're just really bucking history. So that's the way to approach the number ones. The way to approach the ceiling is realize each round, historically, a certain seed or worse just doesn't make it. And I could go down the list, but there's a lot of permutations. I'll give you the biggest and most important. For 25 straight years, the champion has been a 4 seed or better. So you know when you're picking that champion, it better be a 4 seed or better, or you're bucking a quarter century of history. Plus, at the website at pregame.com, we have 14 of these rules that tell you exactly what to do in each round.
Yeah, so that's great advice. Go there, you can see the odds, see all that stuff, absolutely. I lived in Vegas, and it seemed like to me when I lived there, RJ, that I was like you. I was all about football, and I wasn't as into college hoops, definitely not during the regular season and until March Madness. But it seemed like a lot of people did come in for the tournament, you know, to make bets any time during the tournament. There was a lot of hoopla, the biggest time, Super Bowl time. But does it feel like that to you?
So the listeners are saying, that's a professional host. Hoop law. See? You get it? That's strong. That's strong. Here's what I would say is it's almost gotten so big that there's been a backlash, because it has become, up until recently, a pilgrimage. Is you got the 27-year-old guy, he doesn't see his college buddies quite as much as he used to. They go out on Thursday, they get the lawn chairs, they camp out to get a seat at the sports book. Remember, it starts at 9 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday here, so they're there at 6 a.m. waiting for a seat, starting to make their bets. What's happened is it's gotten so big that there has been that backlash, and a lot of people now come for the conference tournaments. So even the prior week here has been huge, because there's been such a spillover from March Madness. But even so, this is unlike any other time. Because even during the NFL, it's one game on Sunday, you know, maybe even Saturday and Sunday during the playoffs, you know, when there's the multiple days. But really, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from morning till night, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, I agree. RJ Bell, pregame.com. Check it out. Thanks, RJ, as always.
Always fun with you, Kate.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Week and count. A third of uninsured Americans refuse to buy Obamacare. How about that? Now, we keep talking about what's the sign up, what's the number, what's happening of those people, how many have paid, and all that kind of stuff. 7 million was the goal, and of course, it's not going to be 7 million. So now, in looking at the numbers that have come out according to Bankrate's latest health insurance pulse survey is that number. A third of Americans currently uninsured say they're not going to buy health coverage, even though they're required to do it. 34% contacted by telephone say they still have no intention of buying the insurance. 41% said cost was the reason. 17% said they opposed Obamacare. 13% say they are healthy and don't need insurance. So look at that number. It's the 41% that is so sad. They're saying, I can't afford it. So I don't know what people are talking about with the affordability is what they were saying in the survey. It's not that, oh, I'm going to throw it in your face. I don't want it. So I can't afford to get it. And that other number drops off considerably when you say 17% say they oppose it. I think that's pretty eye-opening. So here's the deal. If you look at then this is what people were saying in this Bankrate survey, only 30% were even aware of tax credits that were supposed to offset the costs. But those, you know, for those making less than $30,000 a year who would benefit from them, they were in the group most likely to know about the credits. So there was such a big disconnect in what was, in what were the possibilities and what was being offered and what they could actually afford, which, I mean, to me is the sad, sad thing about the, about insurance in general. Supposedly it's supposed to be affordable, and geez, if it's affordable, let's make it affordable, right? So how about these snowstorms? They just cannot stop. St. Patrick's Day, another round of late winter snow smashing the mid-Atlantic on Sunday into Monday. Washington, D.C. cut 7 inches of snow. 7 inches. It was one of the hardest hit places. It was the third largest snow to hit the city so late in the season. You have to go back to March of 1942 when they got 11 inches. And then before that, you have to go to March 27th, 1891, when they got 28 inches. Boy, that tells you something. It's, that says everything right there, doesn't it? That there was that much snow. Now, in some of those other areas in the mid-Atlantic regions, it was 3 or 4 smaller than that inches is what they got. But either way, I think the people in those areas are ready for snow to be over. They're ready for the cold weather to be done with and to swing into spring. You can tell by the reaction to the snow, it's not overwhelmingly positive. Usually, you know, that first snowfall, woohoo! Some people have off, or they don't mind that they got to shovel a little bit, and I think that's part of it. Clearing the snow away, dealing with what's left, dealing with slick highways in some cases, depending on the kind of snow. Now, here they're not talking about ice, so hopefully that all dries out for everybody, and it's not quite as bad as the ice, when you got the ice underneath. That's terrible. This was an awful story that the fashion designer that had been Mick Jagger's of the Rolling Stones companion for about a decade was found dead in her New York apartment. They say it's an apparent suicide. Loren Scott, her name, was 49 years old, and I was somewhere and it just came across the tube right away. Just in a little, you know, I didn't know who she was, but it came across saying Mick Jagger's, you know, longtime girlfriend, dead of suicide. And apparently what they're saying is she'd been dating him since 2003. She was a model and she had become a designer, and a lot of well-known people were wearing her designs. She just designed a collection for Banana Republic, a big store that was introduced late last year. So the questions abound as to what happened there, and you know, that nobody knew that there was any kind of a problem. You know, so it's that typical thing in a shocking death. They know the face because they've seen her with him and her own career, but have no explanation for what could have happened. But is there ever any great explanation for anyone who finds himself in that situation of trying to explain that, right? So this was a big story that finally broke. A military judge accepted a plea deal that dropped the serious charge against a brigadier general, one of the top army commanders in Afghanistan, who was accused of sexual assault. And in the case, in the final case to be resolved, Jeffrey Sinclair is pleading guilty to adultery and mistreating his accuser. And this deal will see the sexual assault and sodomy charges, they say, against him dropped. So earlier this month, he pleaded guilty to other charges, including the adultery and inappropriate relationships with three women, conduct unbecoming of an officer and gentleman. Prosecutors say he broke military law through the relationships, including threats to some women involving who had lower ranks between 2009 and 2012 in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Germany, as well as in Fort Bragg and Fort Hood. So there were a lot of stories about Jeffrey Sinclair. And now that they have this deal, the and it's all cleared up anyway, this is much better, because in a court martial, it would have been horrific for him otherwise. And it would have, if he had, he wouldn't have pled guilty to charges, apparently, that put him on the sex offender registry, but it would have if that was the case, because of the charges that I said. So this has been a long time coming in this deal, and this guy was a 27-year Army veteran who agreed that his failure to end relationships resulted in, especially the one accuser's, emotional discomfort and distress, and so did his refusal to divorce his wife and marry his accuser. So that's where the pleading guilty to the accuser comes in on this one. And the Pentagon said they were reviewing the communications and they would, you know, release them slowly, blah, blah, blah. But this kind of changes, that kind of changes the game there. And this was a very decorated man who was one of the top commanders, as I said at the top of this, in Afghanistan. Well thought of by so many people underneath him. And look how this turns out. Another one of those ugly cases turning in the wrong direction, having the Army asking a lot of questions, a lot of questions. All right, speaking of questions, there are a lot of questions surrounding Crimea and the vote that just happened, the referendum vote. 95%, there's your big number, approval vote. And some are saying that that number seems too high, that it would have had to have been coerced. But if you remember, there were a lot of people in that region who were backing Russia way before all of this. So the flags and the chants and whatnot. They had thousands of people that gathered in the historic port area to celebrate. There were concerts and all kinds of things on Sunday after the voters backed joining Russia and breaking away from the Ukraine in what has become, for sure, a disputed referendum. But Putin is moving to make that faster and is recognizing Crimea's independence as of Monday and Tuesday. So how about that? Any thoughts on the show? You can always share them with us. Go to AmericaTonight.net.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.